We interrupt the program now in progress to bring you a special report.
Here are the highlights this morning.
From the WPGU News Desk, here's today's headlines on WPGU 107.1 Champaign's Alternative.
From WPGU News, I'm Adam Edwards. It's Friday, April 17th, 2026. Here's your look at the weather this weekend in Champaign-Urbana, straight from the National Weather Service. Today has some absolutely beautiful weather in store for us, with mostly sunny skies and a high near 82 degrees. But it will be a little breezy with wind gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. Tonight brings an end to the sunny weather with a 100% chance of precipitation, including rain showers and thunderstorms after 10 p.m. Rainfall amounts throughout the night could be between half an inch to 3/4 inch. Tomorrow morning will also be rainy, mostly before 1 p.m., with a 50% chance of precipitation. After that passes, we get some partly sunny skies with a high near 59 degrees and a northwest wind of 16 to 18 miles per hour, with gusts as high as 29 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, it gets chilly with a low around 37 degrees, aiding in the chance of some patchy frost after 3 a.m. The frost may stick around until about 8 a.m. Sunday morning before the sunny skies warm back up to around 56 degrees. The northwest winds hang around, blowing from 9 to 18 miles per hour, and gusts may reach 29 miles per hour. Sunday night feels like winter again with a low around 35 degrees, bringing back that patchy fog after 3 a.m. The overnight skies will stay mostly clear, and the wind calms down to 5 to 11 miles per hour, clearing the way for what hopefully is a nice sunny week ahead. Now, starting off on this weekend's events in the Champaign-Urbana area, tomorrow, the Green Leadership Council is hosting Sustainapalooza on the main quad from 1 to 6 p.m. Sustainapalooza is the GLC's annual Earth Month celebration, promoting a culture of sustainability on campus. Some events include a clothing swap, offering anyone to come donate clothes or look for some new clothes for free. Also, the Institute for Sustainability, Energy, and Environment's table will have information about the 2026 Illinois Climate Action Plan. Many more RSOs on campus will be tabling this event, including WPGU. Sustainapalooza is a free event to attend and open to the public. For more information, visit the GLC's Instagram page at UIUC_GLC. Now, moving over off campus, the Illinois Vintage Fest is coming to the university tomorrow and Sunday for its college tour. The event is open from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. both days at the Lincoln Square Mall in Urbana. There will be over 60 vendors selling items like clothing, jewelry, and university gear. It is a free entry event, and all ages are welcome. This is the 8th stop on the college tour, calling it the Illini Vintage Fest. People can also apply to be a vendor through a link on the market's Instagram bio or Facebook page. Now, speaking of other festivals, RagsFest is bringing the vibes to Urbana, with the Creative Festival happening tomorrow from noon to 5 p.m. at the Channing Murray Foundation in Urbana. Expect live music, DJs, local vendors, art, and even an open mic if you're feeling melodic. And if you're not ready to call it a night, the fun continues with a punk band and drag show later that evening at the Gallery Art Bar in Urbana. Capping off today's broadcast, it is a special day today. On April 17, 1967, WPGU received its operating license from the FCC. Although the station had been broadcasting for years using carrier current AM to the university's residence halls, the license allowed WPGU to sign on to 107.1 FM. Significantly expanding its reach. What began as an experiment in cramped dormitory basements run by student engineers could now be heard all across Champaign County. Today, the station remains a student-run broadcaster, providing the Champaign-Urbana community with music, news, and independent student voices for the past 59 years. Happy birthday to Champaign's alternative, WPGU. For more stories about the Champaign-Urbana area, check out dailyillini.com. Contributing reporting for this newscast was brought to you by Madison Magnus, Audrey Sterwold, Taylor Casey, Kennedy Caldwell, and Grace Avila. From WPGU News, this has been Adam Edwards.